大家好，欢迎您收听口译二级实务考试讲解的第五讲。好，那么今天呢，我们首先呢，还是就口译技巧进行一下训练。上次课呢，我们做了用易入语进行逻辑分析练习啊。那么当时选的是一篇英文的片子，让大家呢用易入语进行分析，然后呢，用这个汉语呢把它表达出来。我们今天呢接着做这样的练习，但是今天呢给大家选了一篇中文的文章，那么希望大家来认真听，那么只有在遇到数字的时候把笔记记下来，然后呢尝试用英文啊，把你这个整个分析的过程和分析的结果总结出来。好，首先我们现在来听文章。常常听到这样一种说法，人的脑子用多了会死掉许多细胞，人脑多用了会笨，这种说法是没有科学道理的。事实上，人的机体的各个部位几乎都是越用越健康，脑子也是一样。让我们先来看一个数据。经科学家研究证明，人的大脑皮层大约有140亿个神经细胞，也叫神经元。这么多数量的脑细胞对一个人的一生来说足够用了。有人计算过，如果一个人活到100岁的话，经常运用的脑神经细胞只不过十多亿个，还有 80% 到 90% 的脑细胞没动用，所以根本不会有什么脑子多用会笨的情况发生。生命在于运动，这是生物界的一个普遍规律。人的机体用则灵，不用则衰，脑子用得勤的人肯定聪明，因为这些勤于用脑的人脑血管经常处于舒展的状态，脑神经细胞会得到很好的保养，从而使大脑更加发达，避免了大脑的早衰。相反，那些懒于用脑思考的人，由于大脑受到的信息刺激比较少，甚至没有刺激，大脑很可能就会早衰。这跟一架机器一样，搁在那里不用就会生锈，经常运转就会很润滑。外国就有过这样的研究，科学家观察了一定数量的20到70岁的人，发现长期从事脑力劳动的人到了60岁时仍能保持敏捷的思维能力，而在那些终日无所事事得过且过的懒人当中，大脑早衰者的比例大大高于前者。除了懂得脑子多用只会聪明不会笨的道理之外，我们还应该了解多用脑可防老的道理，这对老年人来讲尤为重要。我们常说大脑是人体的司令部，如果大脑迟钝了，身体各器官的生理功能当然也不会旺盛，所以保持大脑的活力就能促进其他机体器官保持活力。大脑如果早衰也会影响其他机体器官的早衰。老年人的健康状况往往是生理、心理、环境等因素互相影响的结果。老年人保持勤于用脑的好习惯，就会有一种很好的心理状态，可以使自己的生活精神充满活力。勤于用脑延缓衰老，这个道理是很科学的。老年人如此，更何况青少年呢？让我们大家都养成勤于用脑的良好习惯吧。好，文章呢就读到这里，下面呢我们来看一下。那么我们来看一下这篇文章的主题思想，主要思想是什么。 What is the general idea of this passage? Well, in the first paragraphThe speaker mentioned a saying which goes that the more you use your brain, the more cells will die. And the more you use your brain, the more stupid you will be. 那么这种说法是没有科学道理。 So this is not scientifically grounded.Therefore, the whole passage actually tells us with examples that. The more you use your brain, the brighter you will be. 脑子用的越多就会越聪明。So that is the general idea of this whole passage. Okay, then now let's see how many levels there are in this whole passage. How many sections that a whole passage could be divided into. In the first section or the first part, the speaker puts forward a saying and then tells us that this saying is not scientifically grounded. Okay, so if you're supposed to pick one word or phrase to illustrate the idea of the first section, perhaps you could use not scientifically founded. Okay? Now let's move on to the second section and see what is the major idea of the second section. So in the second section, the speaker is trying to explain that the brain is the same as any parts of human's body, which means that the more you use it, the more active it will become. And the speaker supports his idea with a result of a scientific research, which explains that there are numerous neural cells in a person's brain. And even if a person lives to 100 years old, there are still about 80% or 90% of all the brain cells yet to be tapped, yet to be used. So therefore, we don't have to worry about using them up. So, there's not such a thing that the more you use your brain, the more stupid you will be. Now we know that in the second part, the general idea is that the more you use your brain, the cleverer or the more active you will be. So, if I want you to pick one word or phrase to illustrate the whole idea of the second section, perhaps more active or cleverer will be the choice. Now let's move on to the third section. In a third section, the speaker again cites a common saying which goes that life lies in activity, which has been proved as a common rule in the world of creature. Okay? And the author also cited some examples. For example, there was a research held in a foreign country in which the scientists observed a group of people aged from 20 to 70. And they found that those who are long engaged in thinking activity could still remain very mentally active when they are 60 years old. So, the third section tells us that the more you use your brain, the cleverer that you will be. So actually, the third part corresponds to the second part. 那么这里边的第三部分实际上跟第二部分的内容大概差不多啊，都指的是什么呢？就是脑子越用越灵活，跟年龄无关。而第三部分着重在于解释生命在于运动这样的一个提法，所以大家不妨把这句话作为第三部分的这一个memory trigger 啊，一个刺激点。 我们说可以引发大家对整个第三段回忆的这么一个信息入口啊。我们来看下一部分。Now let's move on to the fourth section. In the fourth section, again, the author, the speaker, uses another saying, which means that the more you use your brain, the less possible that you will, the less possible that you grow old. 多用脑可防老啊。The more you use your brain, the more possible you will postpone your aging. 好，那么在这一部分呢，作者进一步解释了为什么这样说啊，为什么说多用脑不仅可以保持聪明不会笨，而且呢还可以防老。Okay, because brain is like the commander-in-chief of the whole human being's body. And if your brain is not that active, then the whole body naturally becomes less active too. So, to keep your brain active is very important to keep the whole body healthy and young. So that's why we say that keep thinking, keep using your brain could prevent a person from growing old earlier. Okay? 所以呢第四部分呢如果选一个词的话或者是一个短语来代表它的意思的话我们可以选择比如说 postpone aging, 可以推迟衰老可以防老 prevent, from aging. 我们来看the last part, the fifth section. Actually, the last part is a conclusion, which corresponds to the previous arguments. So, in brief, the saying that using your brain could prevent you from aging early is scientifically grounded. So let's alldevelop a good habit of using our brain. Okay, now, after the general analysis of this passage, which was originally offered in Chinese, we know that the general ideal of this whole passage is about whether an old saying is true or not. For example, the old saying goes that the more you use your brain, the more cells that will die, and the moreStupid you will be, but actually this is not reasonable. So in the first part, the speaker denies such a saying, and in the second and third part, he explains why the more you use your brain, actually, the more active and clever you will be. So in these two sections, he used, or the speaker used at least two examples. One is thathe tells us how many cells that actually there are in our brain and what percentage of the cells will be normally used, you know, throughout a person's whole life. And then in the second example, according to the scientific study of a group of people aged from 20 to 7, they discovered that those people in their 60s could still remain mentally active.If they keep thinking, if they keep using their brain. So for the second whole part, the idea is that the more you use your brain, actually, the more active and clever you will be. And for the third part, the speaker illustrates that the more you use your brain, the less possible you'll grow old early. So brain using could prevent a person from aging. And the last part,gives a brief conclusion of the whole previous analysis, telling us that using brain could prevent you from aging is scientifically sound. Okay? So that is all of this analysis practice. 那么刚才做的分析练习就是这样的，也就是要求大家像我一样呢，把你整个的分析的过程用英文试着表述出来，总结一下整个文章的大概意思，每一部分的内容和内容之间的逻辑关系。 好，我们下面呢来看一下主题练习。那么今天呢，我们进入下一个主题，也就是金融贸易词汇方面的学习。那首先呢，我们先看一系列关键的词汇，我们在今后的这个练习中呢可能会遇到。好，我们首先来看这样的一个词汇，国际贸易 International Trade， 对外贸易 Foreign Trade， 自由贸易区 Free Trade Zone。 我们知道呢，自由贸易区这个提法呢是非常常见的，比如说我们有北美自由贸易区，那么一度呢这个亚洲的东南亚的国家呢也在商讨建立一个东南亚的自由贸易区。 So free trade zone 这个用法是非常常见的。转口贸易我们说可以把它译成 interport trade， interport trade， 有形贸易 visible trade， 无形贸易 invisible trade， 补偿贸易 compensatory trade， 贸易集团 trading block， 出口代替政策 export substitute policy， 价格指数 price index， 知识产权贸易 trade of intellectual property， 版权 copyright， 专利 patent， 商标 trademark。贸易差额 balance of trade， 贸易顺差 trade surplus， 贸易逆差 trade deficit， 入超 excess of foreign imports， 出超 excess of foreign exports。大家注意一下这个贸易顺差、逆差以及入超、出超之间的这个译法的区别啊。外汇市场 Foreign exchange market， 互通有无 Mutual exchange of needed products， 国际分工 International division of labor， 关税减让 Tariff concession， 多边关税谈判 Multilateral tariff negotiations， 简称 MTN， Multilateral tariff negotiations， 关税优惠Tariff preference， 关税自主 Tariff autonomy， 对外贸易仲裁委员会 Foreign Trade Arbitration Commission， 贸易自由化 Trade liberalization， 最惠国待遇 Most favored nation treatment， 市场准入 Market access，进口配额 import quota， 出口配额 export quota， 配额限制 quota restriction， 非配额产品 quota free products， 外贸管制 foreign trade control， 关税壁垒 tariff barriers， 非关税壁垒 non tariff barrier， 反倾销措施Anti-dumping measures， 贸易摩擦和冲突 Trade friction and conflict， 平等互利 Equality and mutual benefit， 保税区 Bonded area， 守约保制薄利重信Observe agreement， guarantee quality，make small profits and value good faith， 重信就是注重信誉value good faith， 出口市场多样化 diversification of overseas market， 出口创汇能力 capacity to earn foreign exchange through exports， 出口创汇型产业 export oriented industry，出口加工区 export processing zones， 出口转内销 domestic sales of commodities originally produced for exports， 国际商会 international chamber of commerce ICC， 招商引资 Attract foreign investment 交货 Delivery 支付价款 Payment of the price 成本加运费 Cost and freight风险转移 transfer of risks 到岸价格 cost, insurance, and freight 简称 CIF 经济援助项目 economic aid to other countries 原款协议 financial aid projects金融机构 financial instrument 通货膨胀 inflation 融资 financing fund raising 融资渠道 financing channels 本金和利息 principal and interest 流动资金 floating capital circulating funds人民币自由兑换 The free convertibility of the RMB 货币贬值和升值 Currency depreciation and appreciation 保税银行 Confirming bank 保值储蓄 Inflation proof bank savings 报复型关税Retaliatory Duty 北美自由贸易协定 NAFTA 全称是 North American Free Trade Agreement 储备基金 Reserve Funds 对冲基金 Hedge Fund 风险基金 VC Funds 风险准备金 Loan Loss Provision或者说 provisions of risk 封闭式基金 close-ended fund 福利彩票 welfare lottery 国际货币基金组织 IMF International Monetary Fund 花旗银行 National City Bank of New York National City Bank of New York 汇丰银行 Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking CorporationHong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation 渣打银行 Standard and Chartered Bank 通存通兑 The banking procedure where deposits and withdrawals are processed at any branch bank 通存通兑呢通过这个英文的解释我们可以知道呢其实指的就是在任何分支银行的这个分支机构的银行都可以进行随意的存取啊。外汇管制 Foreign Exchange Control 外汇管理局 Administration of Exchange Control